South Florida farmers are getting ready for another growing season. It may be harvest time up north, but here in the Sunshine State, when the harvest comes in up north, farmers down here get ready to plant again. Squash, green beans, tomatoes, or tomatoes. Which do you say?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Heirloom tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Tomato.
That last person is Tony DeMari. He's vice president of his family's produce company, DeMari Company. It's a big player in South Florida tomatoes and also has farms in California and South Carolina. That red fruit, that Florida-grown tomato, is awfully important to the Sunshine State and its agriculture industry. In the winter, Florida-grown tomatoes account for almost all U.S.-grown tomatoes. It's also at the center of an international trade war that has been quietly raging for more than a decade. Last year's South Florida tomato crop was very good and good quality, but prices were terrible.
Prices were not very good, and that was primarily because of the volume in imports coming from Mexico at the same time.
That's been the case since the North American Free Trade Agreement was implemented back in the mid-1990s. Between January and April, Florida used to have the U.S. tomato market, but after NAFTA, the volume of those Mexican tomatoes has continued to increase. This is a fight over money. The Florida growers and tomato farmers from other states contend Mexico has been dumping its crop in the U.S. at below market costs. So since 1996, the U.S. Commerce Department has, every few years, negotiated a minimum price with the Mexican growers. The latest deal was signed back in March of this year. It sets the lowest price possible for Mexican-grown field tomatoes sold during the Florida tomato season at 31 cents per pound.
Our cost of production is about $10 a box. That's our picking and packing, harvesting, and growing costs, transportation.
That's $10 per 25-pound box, 40 cents per pound. That's what Tony DeMari says is his cost to grow, pick, and pack a South Florida tomato. Meantime, the U.S. government says Mexico can sell its tomatoes for as low as 31 cents per pound.
Tomato crop is one of the most, or one of the highest valued crops in ag, especially in row crop ag. Our costs have escalated tremendously, particularly in the last 7 or 8 years with increase of fuel costs, and so much of what we use as inputs, the derivatives of what we use in our crops, such as fertilizer, some of the chemicals, fungicides that we use to spray the crops for pest and disease, are all tied to oil prices and petroleum. And as a result, our costs have escalated tremendously over that period of time. And over probably the last 10 years or so, Tom, our costs have gone from about $5,000-$6,000 an acre to up to about in excess of $10,000 an acre. At the same time, we're not getting any more money for our product, as we have historically. And part of the reason is because of the influx of volume coming from Mexico. We used to have probably 300 growers throughout the state of Florida. And I'd say that number is less than 30. And of that 30, there's probably 10 major growers that are left in our industry anymore. So you can see the shrinking numbers. And a lot of it's been a direct correlation in the implementation of NAFTA.
The North American Free Trade Agreement was supposed to open up trade, obviously, between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, those three locations. And you go to a Miami or Fort Lauderdale grocery store today, you can find tomatoes from Canada. You go there in January and you can find tomatoes from Mexico. Can you find Florida tomatoes in Mexico and Canada? Conversely, Tony, are you selling overseas?
We are not selling into Mexico. It's impossible to compete into Mexico or with Mexico during their production season. Canada is a market that we have always sold into. However, with their expansion in the greenhouse industry, we have lost a share of market in Canada as a result. That percentage of market share that we command anymore is a very small share, because Canada produces their own product, and obviously they have transportation advantages over growers in Florida and elsewhere around the United States that are in production at the same time that, that Canada produces.
Tony, let me ask you to respond to some criticism of the Florida grower that's been leveled on the part of Mexican growers. There was a spokesman for a Mexican tomato industry that told the media recently, quote, Florida has not evolved. They've become irrelevant in the marketplace, essentially criticizing, Tony, your operation and other operations for the lack of technological innovation to keep pace with the global marketplace. How do you respond?
I dispute that. And the facts are that we have, as producers, continually advanced technologically through drip irrigation from open field, open ditch irrigation, which has allowed us to not only conserve the water usage and therefore enhancing sustainability to our farming operations, but also lessen the impact to the environment. When you are a trading partner such as Mexico and you're importing your product into a country, in this case, it's obviously the United States, regardless of that product, whether it's tomatoes, citrus, automobiles, you cannot sell into that competing country, that trading partner, less than what it costs you to produce. That is called dumping. That's selling below your cost of production. Trade laws are in place, have been in place to protect those industries from foreign countries taking advantage of market opportunities and underselling and selling below their cost of production.
You continue to file a lawsuit, fight for the lawsuit, and in fact, fighting even the Commerce Department's latest agreement with the Mexican growers that the minimum so-called reference price, that minimum floor price that tomato growers in Mexico can charge for their fruit here in the United States, still remains too low.
That's correct. So 95, we filed the suit. We won a favorable ruling before the ITC that in fact dumping was found to have occurred by the Mexican producers at a 17% margin.
The ITC is the International Trade Commission. So essentially that the Mexican grower was selling their tomatoes at least 17% below the cost of producing them.
That's exactly what it equates to. So what the Commerce Department did is they stepped in. Instead of following through with the dumping action, they negotiated with the Mexican growers a suspension agreement, suspending that dumping action, and established minimum reference prices. And I think back at the time, it was around 20 cents a pound.
I think it's up in the mid-30s now, correct?
That's correct. It went from 21, I think, and a half cents a pound to currently 31 cents a pound on open field tomatoes.
Right. And I know, Tony, we're getting way out into the real details of this, but this is where your business really hits the road. I mean, this is it. Tony, when you're talking about a $10 cost for a, 10 or 15 pound box of tomatoes out of South Florida?
25 pound box,
$10 cost. What you're looking at is the cost per pound. And what you continue to contend is that that 31 cents per pound that Mexico has as a minimum price is still too low.
What was established in the new agreement that took place that went in effect in March this past year was that the Commerce Department created four separate tomato categories. The 31 cents a pound that you referred to is for open field production and crude low-tech shade house production.
The tomato that comes out of South Dade that's got your company's name on it, do you consider that an open field competitor to Mexico?
No, it's open field. We're an open field producer.
So you're competing at 31 cents per pound, the minimum price that the Mexican tomato can charge here in the United States. Your cost, based upon the details you gave us earlier, is about 40 cents per pound.
That's correct. And remember this, what it costs us here to produce in the United States has no relevancy to what the cost of production is in Mexico. Again, the suspension agreement, the trade laws are in place and state basically that any importer, whether it's a Mexican tomato producer or a producer in Spain for that matter, exporting product in the United States, they cannot sell below those thresholds. That, and if they do, that is considered dumping, and the trade laws are in place to protect the domestic industry from the competing exporting countries from selling below and therefore eventually knocking out the industry. It would, Tom, it would be no different if the roles were reversed. We had the ability to sell our product into Mexico, sold them less than 40 cents a pound. You can rest assured there'd be a challenge tomorrow by the Mexican producers that the U.S. fresh tomato industry was dumping their product into Mexico. It works both ways.
That's Tony DiMari of DiMari Companies operating here in South Florida, fighting against the rising tide of Mexican tomatoes, eating away the market of South Florida tomatoes and farmers. You can see details of the Department of Commerce deal with Mexican tomato growers. It is in our live chat right now at WLRN.org.